ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Give your love to a cowboy man.
Spoken to this guy in a while, Carl Felt, and he's brought a friend along, Tom Dead, and joined us right now. How you going, boys?
Good, thanks, guys. It feels weird talking back to you. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah. It has been a few weeks.
And you guys are in the NRL bubble at the moment, so this is all obviously over the phone. How's the bubble going?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's the same as last year and all that sort of stuff. We just can't really leave our house. It's like we're like zoo animals, really. It's pretty harsh, but it's good. It's good that the game's still going ahead.
Yeah, not tempted to throw a party on the weekend for all your players.
Please
and
don't.
Randos.
We're a bit smarter than people down there.
Stay away from that one, mate. Hey, the NRL has moved all the New South Wales teams up to Queensland. What's the reaction been amongst the playing group? Not just at the Cowboys, but the wider playing group. I mean, is it just relief that the competition can carry on, Felty?
Yeah, I think that's the main reason is everyone's excited that the season can still go ahead. We don't really want to shut it down because there's just only 7 weeks left.
No.
It's a big part of our lives. Basically, it's our job, really. If it shuts down, we don't get paid. We don't get nothing. So we're going to have to sacrifice for only 4 weeks and then hopefully the game still goes ahead. And after that, all goes back to normal, hopefully.
Gotcha.
Beautiful. On the air with Kyle Felt and Tom Dearden, a new North Queensland Cowboy. Tom, when we have sort of newish players on for the first time, we like to do a thing called reality check,
mm-hmm.
where we get to know you a little bit off the footy field. So if you're game, yeah. we'd like to throw some sort of questions from left field at you.
Yeah, righto.
All right. Yeah. First question here for you. What's the last reality show you watched?
I've been watching Farmer Wants a Wife.
Do you love it?
Oh, I don't know. It's all right. It's interesting. So, yeah, it's been keeping me there on the nights to watch it anyway.
You don't seem sold.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't think there's too much on TV, especially when we're in the bubble and there's not much to do. Just sit there and watch TV all day.
Wants a Wife.
Fair enough.
Okay. Do you think pizza should ever be eaten with a knife and fork?
Nah, never.
Not even if it's like reheated and all soggy?
Yeah, nah, definitely not. Yeah, always just pick it up and eat it.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's a pass.
Okay. What's the last meal you cooked for yourself along the same lines?
Oh, probably just steak and three veg. Yeah, pretty plain. So,
typical.
Yeah, something pretty typical, yeah.
What's the last thing you Googled that's not porn?
He's like, oh, I don't know then.
probably race tips or something. I don't know.
Race tips.
Okay, final one. What's the last emoji you sent and to who?
Oh, yeah, good one.
Oh, it's probably just a laughing face. It was probably just to my group chat with all my mates in it. So, yeah.
You're a laugh chat guy.
Cool. Yeah, just a laugh guy. Yeah.
He's been avoiding the eggplant.
Yeah, I took him for an eggplant kind of guy.
No comment?
Nah, just stick to the laughing face.
You're awesome. Felty, Tom, thanks for your time, boys. Go Cowboys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us. Yeah. Appreciate it.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.